History Makers with Matt Prater.
Coming off of drugs, you're going to have emotional problems, but I kept chasing after God.
And he's using this vehicle to bring people out of the dark into the light.
And I went forward and I knelt at the front, and it was a radical conversion experience.
And that's where the big change happened, and that's where we decided we're going to use our music for God, we're going to change our songs.
When I was about 25-year-old, I was busted and into jail, and it was there that I came to the Lord.
History Makers with Matt Prater.
Hi, and welcome to a special edition of History Makers. Today, Matt Prater chats to some of the cast members of The Chosen, Noah James, Paris Patel, Vanessa Benavente, Abe Buno-Jellad, and Yasmin Bastami, and also Brandon Potter. We begin with Matt chatting with Noah and Paris.
Great to have you along, guys. I'm a massive fan of The Chosen, and it's so good to be able to connect with you today. Can you please tell us, what is your role in The Chosen?
Yes.
Well, I play Andrew, often known as the first called disciple. And to me, you know, I tend to call him Andrew the Great, and I think every other person does as well. Go ahead, Paris.
I don't agree with that, but I am Paris Patel, and I play Matthew, also known as the Beloved. No, I'm just kidding. That's what I call myself. No, but I am the former tax collector turned scribe on The Chosen.
Very cool. Well, I've been watching since season one, and I'm so excited for season four coming out in cinemas. I'm so pumped about it. Let's just focus on you for a moment, Matthew. So it's my name, Matthew, which means gift from God. You know, you're right. It's a great name. You're a little bit quirky in the show, and I think that's great to show that the disciples weren't all perfect saints, were they? They were all, you know, a quirky bunch. Tell us a bit about how you developed your character, Matthew.
You know, in developing Matthew, it was a team. You know, this was a character that Dallas really wanted to bring to life. He felt it was plausible that Matthew could be on the spectrum, mm-hmm. given his attention to detail, especially with his own book and things like that. And I think it just added more rich subtext to him because it kind of showed him being very intelligent, but having a hard time processing the world, and that which resulted in him feeling isolated and not really feeling understood or seen. So I think that's really resonated with our audience, and seeing kind of Matthew's journey evolve from then to now, and seeing how much he's grown in confidence and kind of finding his family and these guys bonding with them and finding himself. And I think that's such an important thing to really take into account is finding your own identity.
Yeah, very cool, mate. And while I'm looking at you as well, I'm remembering a scene where Jesus is going through the Beatitudes before he does the public speech. He's going through it with you, and you're kind of like, are you sure you want to do this? This is, you know, what was it like? Did that impact you when you were, you know, listening to that speech?
Yeah, it's funny because we were doing the scene, and it was so cold in Utah, and the sun was setting, and it was beautiful, and I just I thought I was freezing, but I realized I was just holding in uncontrollable tears during that moment, because it was so beautiful to have those Beatitudes read out and have it kind of, you know, picture it relating to each disciple in each moment. I thought that whole scene was so important for Matthew's storyline that season, because I think it was a moment that Jesus wanted to have with Matthew to make him feel accepted, because the disciples weren't really welcoming him in that season.
Yeah.
So that moment was so beautiful to have that one-on-one time, just kind of how like a lot of people want to feel like they see Jesus authentically and have that one-on-one time with him. So it was a very special moment for Matthew and a special one to film.
Oh, very cool. Now, I've interviewed George Xanthus, who's John the Beloved, and he's a good Aussie bloke.
I know, you're an Aussie friend.
Yeah. Does he behave himself on set? Is he okay? Is he embarrassing us?
The worst. Very Aussie.
That's why I say I'm the Beloved, not John the Beloved. No, I'm kidding. No, George is.
No, he does. Yeah. He's the best. Yeah. I actually just saw him yesterday. We were playing games. So everyone, there was only one moment, by the way, while filming, that the slightest Aussiness came out. And now I never let him forget it. And so he was saying one line, doing great in the accent. And then, you know, it came out, and now my interpretation of it was like, he said something. He's like, okay, we've got to get the sermon. And now I do my version of a horrible Aussie accent just to get at George, you know, just to tell him, like, I heard
the true Aussie comes out in George when he eats Vegemite sandwiches and he breaks on set. And, you know,
it's only Vegemite. It's like, I don't know what you're putting it on, but it's barely anything there compared to the amount of Vegemite.
Yeah, it's like half the tub of Vegemite for the sandwich.
Yeah.
Well, sodium level is out of this world.
Only George can pull off. The beloved.
Yeah, some people say Vegemite is like sin. It's just evil stuff, you know. So, yeah, I mean, it's up to you whether you have it or not. It's up to you.
But not Tim Tams, my friend. Tim Tams are the best.
Cool.
Gift to the world.
Awesome. Well, guys, we're so looking forward to season four. And I've got to say, Matthew, I loved you in the Jesus Revolution as well. You did a cameo in that. I saw you in that.
Thank you.
You're listening to a special edition of History Makers with Matt Prater. We continue with the interview with Matt and some of the cast members of The Chosen. Matt asked Vanessa about her baby during the filming, and we also hear from Abe.
My baby was 10 months old at the time, and I just had a very visceral reaction to what she was going through. Like, I think I understood the stakes and what I had to bring to make this scene very real and believable. And it's to this date, I think the best audition I've ever done. And it took. I thought I would get a call back. A call back is like a second audition where you meet the producers and the director. And I didn't hear anything for 4 days. I thought, what do I have to do to get a job in this town? It's like, nothing is enough. And then 4 days later, they told me you're booked and you have to go to Texas. So
for me, it was, I was kind of always a bridesmaid, never a bride with auditioning for this show. I was like, I tried four different times, many different characters. And then, you know, like you talk about everything in your life leading to this moment. It was sort of interesting because when I finally did get the call, it was not because of anything that I did. It was because, you know, it was like bottom of the ninth. That's an American baseball reference just means the clock was ticking and they needed somebody to step up to the plate. So I'm so glad that they thought of me. And yeah, in many ways, who can control all of those circumstances? So I was slated or fated, whichever way you want to look at it.
Now, I'm so excited about season four coming out. I've watched all first three seasons with my wife and kids. We all love it so much, and it's going to be in cinemas. What can we expect? Is there any? Have you got any spoilers for us, or any breaking news about the next episode?
Well, as you know, we're halfway through, so without giving you any spoilers, I'm going to leave it up to the excitement of the fans to decide where exactly how do we go and how do we get to the place that we know we're all going. And I think season four is going to give you a little bit of the taste, and some of it is going to be really sweet. Some of it might be bitter.
Mm. And do you guys have like a favorite scene from the last few series? Like, I love the Sermon on the Mount. I love the moment when Jesus met Mary Magdalene, when Jesus healed the leper. Like, there's so many great memories. Do you guys have a favorite one that stands out for you?
For my character, I just loved her monologue and in season two, episode three, by the campfire.
Yeah.
I felt like that's such great writing. And, you know, it's not easy to hear in a TV show, to hear, especially not from Mary Mother, to hear about her own feelings and even frustrations with her relationship in regards to the relationship with her son, right? And I felt like that was so universal. Even to this day, I've gotten messages from both mothers and fathers, because they're all empty nesters and they feel that connection with their kids is somehow not lost, but not as it used to be, and it hurts, it breaks their heart.
We continue with Matt and some of the cast members of The Chosen. Right now, Brandon Potter and Yasmin Bastami.
I'm Brandon Potter, and I play Quintus, who's just a really nice guy. No, I'm a Roman magistrate. And as you probably know, the Romans weren't exactly the biggest fans of Jesus. So I'm a villain.
One of the bad
show.
Guys. Okay, cool.
Yeah.
One of the bad guys. It depends on how it's your viewpoints.
Yeah, thank you. Yes, I appreciate that.
What is
that.
Bad yeah. and what is good?
Yeah.
Yes, that's what we're all trying to learn in The Chosen. What is bad and what is good? I'm Yasmin. I play Rhema, and she is one of the followers of Jesus, and she is quick to just follow her gut and go with the flow, and is just so excited about life and is excited to learn everything she can about what Jesus has to teach everyone. And she has this newfound family with all these followers. And she also has a little romance brewing with one of the disciples, Thomas.
Very cool. Well, I'm a massive fan of the show. I've watched all the series with my wife and kids, and I'm so excited about, you know, season 4 in cinemas. It's going to be massive. What can we expect? Have you guys got any spoiler alerts or any teasers for the next installment?
Spoiler alert.
There are, in fact, shocking developments in this season.
Yes.
And one of them has to do with yours truly and Yasmin here.
Okay.
So, yeah, and it is it's explosive. It's brutal. This is the despair that hope springs from, right? Mm-hmm. This is a season where consequences get real, I suppose.
Mm.
Yeah.
Now, could you have imagined the impact The Chosen has had all around the world? Like, I was hearing Jonathan Rumi saying that it was on prime time in France, on, you know, the TV channel in France. You know, it's been translated all around the world. It's impacted the whole world. Has it impacted you guys personally? How has it impacted you and your, you know, your worldview?
I mean, for me, it's really more so just kind of, I love the material that we get to work with. Mm-hmm. Dallas, Ryan, and Tyler are writers. They have just done such an incredible job creating relatable humans. Mm. They're just humans. They're people that I can understand, or maybe don't understand, and I'm trying to understand, but everyone has real problems they're going through that is so relatable to today.
Mm.
And to me, that just kind of serves as a reminder of everyone's going through something. Mm. and to try and live my life in the way that I'm learning that these people are living their lives and how they're trying to solve these problems. And, you know, maybe I might be going through something similar. And even though this is a historical drama or a historical piece, it doesn't mean that I still can't take from it in regards to what we're creating and the lessons that Jesus is teaching and his followers are just trying to learn to better themselves.
Mm-hmm. Very cool. Now, we haven't got much time left, but I want to ask about my Aussie mate, George Xanthus. I've interviewed him on the radio. Does he cause a lot of trouble on set, or is he behaving himself?
Yes. No, you should talk to him.
Yes.
Yeah, your buddy, George.
Yeah, get him to behave. Yeah. You know, come on.
You let him know we said that.
Okay, we'll pass that on. And I'm also curious to know, is there a favorite scene, like, you know, the Sermon on the Mount or Jesus healing the leper or meeting Mary Magdalene? Is there a favorite scene that has impacted you guys?
Oh, I'm such a sucker for the episode with Jesus and the kids. I know that that's like a corny go-to answer, but every time I see that episode, like, I tears well up. You know, I start like genuinely feeling like more generous to my fellow man. So that's for me.
Yeah, beautiful.
And then I think for me, it's Allah's episode with his brother, who plays his brother. And just to see, I love that it was just that the whole episode was just that. And it was just so beautiful. And their performances were so beautiful.
Now our time's almost up and I've got to be quick, but I just wanted to say you're in a movie released later this year with Miranda Otto, who's an Australian actress.
Oh, and my gosh, yes.
She's related to my wife. So we're basically cousins, you and me. So, yeah. So you need to come down and visit us in Australia one day, hey?
Let's go.
Hopefully sooner
than later. Send the request.
Oh, we're so excited about The Chosen Season 4, and thank you for joining us. God bless from all of us in Australia. Have a good one.
Cheers. Take care.
Thank you.
Thank you so much. And shout out to Ozzy. And I've got some friends in Adelaide, so hello to Adelaide.
God bless. Thanks very much.
If you'd like to hear this conversation again, listen online anytime at historymakersradio.com. There you'll also find links to all of our social media channels, and you can subscribe to our iTunes podcast. History Makers is a faith-based ministry, and we want to thank everyone for their generous support. If you've got a suggestion of anyone we should interview, send us an email, info@historymakersradio.com. God bless. I'm Matt Prater, and my challenge to you now is to go and make history.